here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of September, 2016. It was on this date, 1672, the poet Anne Bradstreet died, probably of tuberculosis. She was 60. She'd emigrated to Andover, Massachusetts from England with her husband Simon, raised 8 children. Somehow, despite the rigors of life in the colony, she found time to write poetry about her devotion to her husband, her children, to God, her daily life, her fear of childbirth, the loss of her home to fire, and the death of her granddaughter, and her discontent with her role as a Puritan woman. It's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth McCracken, Boston, 1966, author of a collection of stories, Here's Your Hat, What's Your Hurry? Her first child died in utero a week past her due date, and a few weeks after she had her second child, she began writing about the death of the first child, a boy whom she called Pudding. She said, "I couldn't manage to give him a life, but at least I could write his biography." It was published as a memoir, an exact replica of a figment of my imagination. It's the birthday of Henry Louis Gates, Jr., born in Keyser, West Virginia, 1950, studied history at Yale, went to England, got his Ph.D. at Cambridge, where he fell in love with the study of literature, particularly overlooked or ignored 19th-century manuscripts by African-American writers. Came across a manuscript written by a woman named Hannah Crafts, a novel based on her own life, in which she wrote about the distinctions slaves made among themselves based on skin color and house jobs versus field jobs. She portrayed the relationship of a white mistress and black slave as full of mutual intimacy. The book came out in 2002, The Bondwoman's Narrative. It was a national bestseller. And it's the birthday of King Henry V, around 1386, King Henry V of England, who defeated the French at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. He was the first king to use English exclusively in his personal correspondence instead of Norman French. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Meyer, Love at First Sight. You always hear about it. A waitress serves a man 2 eggs over easy, and she says to the cashier, "That is the man I'm going to marry," and she does. Or a man spies a woman at a baseball game. She is blonde and wearing a blue headband, and being a man, he doesn't say this or even think it, but his heart is a homing bird winging to her perch, and next thing you know, they're building birdhouses in the garage. How do they know, these auspicious lovers? They are like passengers on a yellow bus painted with the dreams of innumerable lifetimes, a packet of sepia postcards in their pocket. And who's to say they haven't traveled backwards for centuries through borderless lands only to arrive at this roadside attraction where chance meets necessity, and says, "What time do you get off?" Love at First Sight, a poem by Jennifer Meyer from her collection Dark Alphabet, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.